The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
Shane Falco, so Malcho.
I mean, I don't care. They can touch me.
You can molest me all you want. That, you know, whatever.
You know.
Ho, ho, ho.
We want the nutty!
Oh, yeah, now.
Shane Falco.
Okay,
so
we apologize.
It's time for the club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
What an exciting time.
Ooh-wee.
All right.
Someone said, did I miss something? Because Edward's in saying this ad from Rob may need to be clipped too. Did you put together an award winner there for the Windows?
I always do.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one was kind of special. I don't know. There's a lot going on.
Falco Malcho threw me off my game. I'm still off my game.
Shane Falco, so Malcho.
There it is in stereo.
What did I miss? I need to go back. Can I go back on the app and listen to the Window Nation ad?
No. I can probably find it. It was just a little stumbly bumbly.
Yeah, it was just all over the place.
I
said Portland's thorns. I don't know why.
I just when Edward's like you gotta clip that. I'm like, wait, did we miss something? Shane Falco, so Malcho. Because every now and then there is a Window Nation ad that is true greatness. The free Windows too.
Excuse me. Not every now and then.
All the time.
Every day.
From the Window Daddy.
Well, the iconic Howard Stern show is set to be canceled.
I keep saying that it's canceled, but it just, when I actually read it, it just says it may not get renewed. That's different.
Well, there's no news on it yet.
Yeah.
This is from The Sun.
Yeah.
And Howard hasn't even commented on it. As a matter of fact, he did a bit on this today.
Yeah.
So he is not. Apparently, the guy takes all summer off.
Yeah.
And then he comes back in the fall. So he's off right now. But they play his old shows and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he came on today, and he said he had a big announcement.
Yeah, I was listening today because they had Lars on there from Metallica.
Yeah, Lars from Metallica was on there. He's the douchebag drummer.
He is the drummer, yes.
And he is quite a douche. And not even you can defend that.
No.
But he had Lars on there, and so a lot of people thought this was in response to this Sun article that was saying that his show is going to be canceled.
Yes.
But he came on there. He's like, I got a big announcement. I'm coming on to the show live today. And he came on there, and he announced that Metallica has a new Sirius XM channel. Yeah.
Maximum Metallica is now a new channel on Sirius.
Yeah. So cool bit.
Yeah.
But the Sun is saying that Stern is not going to be renewed. They simply, a la the Stephen Colbert show,
yeah.
Their report is they simply cannot afford to keep paying Howard $8 bajillion.
Wasn't it a $100 million salary?
Yes.
Yeah.
He made, it was a 5-year, $500 million deal.
Yeah. So he makes about $90 million annually. And that's after the expenses for the show. So Howard personally, they pay him $120 million per year, but he does have to distribute that
For all the people
and production costs and all that. So they're saying that Howard walks away with $90 million. And I do enjoy the, like, some of the people that are like taking shots. Howard Stern has made almost $1 billion. And I think he's like close to 70 years old. Something tells me Howard's okay.
Yeah, there's the see what happens, go woke, go broke out there. It's like
taking shots. What do you mean? Like,
well, yeah, there's
just because of his political views and stuff.
Well, I guess
because he bashes Trump.
Yeah, I don't listen to him as much as I used to. I only listen to him when he has interviews.
Yeah, he's too woke.
But yeah, there's the old see what happens. Like they're trying to take shots at Howard Stern and like Taylor Swift. They're like, they're two of the biggest. Taylor Swift is still the biggest thing in music. Howard Stern's the biggest thing in radio that's amassed almost $1 billion, and he's 71. And you're now thinking that Howard Stern somehow has been canceled? Or maybe that they just can't afford to pay Howard Stern $120 million?
Howard Stern, I mean,
he hates his job anyways. He works like 3 or 4 days a week. He takes the entire summers off.
Well, no, he doesn't hate it. He, well, I mean, I don't know. I don't hear what he says.
He bitches a lot.
But I think that, like, dude, that guy broke all rules.
Yes.
He is so good
and
has such an audience that he went to them and said, not only are you going to pay me $120 million a year, I'm going to take half the year off.
Yeah.
And guess what? You don't have a choice.
Yeah. And by the way,
that's how good he is.
I'm not going to work 5 days a week either when I do work.
Yeah. And so he, dude, that's what it's called. It's called leverage. Yeah. And the way he got leverage is being the single best in the game. Like, if you were to, we're in the radio business, dude. Give me anyone that even remotely rivals Howard Stern.
There's nothing.
Alive or dead. And people will bring up Rush Limbaugh.
No.
Rush Limbaugh, and I'm taking politics out of this. Rush Limbaugh was excellent at radio. He really was. But he doesn't hold a candle to how Howard Stern presents material, how Howard Stern interviews. What Howard Stern has created is just light years above anything in radio. It's really incredible how good he's been.
I would make the argument that there may be a bigger gap between Howard Stern than... and everyone else in his contemporary, and Rush is probably number two. I don't think that, like, find me another, from music to TV, another entertainment medium, movies, that has a clear defined number one. Because it's not that way in TV. There's not someone in movies you're like, he's that much better than everyone else. Not that one in music that you could say, maybe the Beatles, but even with the, I guess the closest thing I would say is the Beatles. Dude, Stern is
It's a wide gap, man.
It's really incredible. The damn Grand Canyon.
So anybody,
I mean, when he started satellite radio, everyone made fun of him. They're like, no one's gonna pay for radio, and they're like, they will for Howard Stern, and he proceeded to make $650 million off of
now,
that.
See,
that
that's
deal.
What's interesting is now he made a lot of money. I just wonder how much that was worth it for them. You know, because I am one of those that went away. So Stern used to air in Portland.
Yeah.
And I listened to him. He was on the old rock station, wasn't he?
Yeah.
101?
He was always a rock.
Wasn't it 101.1?
I think KUFO, or was it?
It was KUFO, yeah. He was on there. So I'd hear him there.
Yeah.
But once he moved to satellite, I was out. I haven't heard him since. I really haven't heard him since, other than seeing him on like a talk show or something on TV. So I don't know how it's gone for him on XM. I don't listen to XM, but
he's been a giant. I mean,
I just wonder what the business side. I mean, oh, he made a ton of money, and rightly so. That's his leverage. He leveraged that. He built that.
Yeah.
But what has that meant to XM? I don't know. They're canceling. It sounds like they're canceling it. They're saying Stern's contract is up in the fall, and while Sirius is planning to make him an offer, they don't intend for him to take it.
Yeah.
Sirius and Stern are never going to meet on the money he is going to want. It's no longer worth the investment.
Yeah. Well, again, they're going to go to him and be like, you're 71. You work half the year. You don't work an entire work week. We can't afford to pay you $120 million. And Howard Stern at 71 is going to be like, okay, bye.
Right.
So, again, this isn't Howard Stern being canceled. This is Howard Stern refusing to... It's like a quarterback at the end of a 50-year career refusing to take a pay cut or work more. And he's just not going to do it. So it's disingenuous to say that Howard Stern is being canceled. Whatever you think of Howard Stern, trust me, if Howard Stern wanted to be on Sirius XM or if he wanted to be on terrestrial radio, Howard Stern would be doing that. He just wants...
And could still be the highest paid in the industry.
Yes. Dude,
can you imagine if he returned to terrestrial radio?
Oh my God. I mean,
think about that.
Yeah. Well, and he defined an entire, like, every morning...
No one can afford him.
No one can. Because he won't work for less. How do you go from... And the guy has more money than he can spend. He's a shut-in. He doesn't do anything. And he bitches all the time about working. He bitches all the time about just wanting to be old and be a hermit.
Well, why doesn't he, then?
I don't... Well...
He just makes too much money.
Makes too much money.
Because it's nice to get $100 million
every year. Yeah.
Well, and as someone said, he's been retiring for 25 years.
Yeah.
Howard hasn't needed to work in 25 years.
Yeah, but when he does do the show, it's still good, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's why he's great. Like, he may not even want to do it, but he can.
Yeah. I mean, I tuned in today because I heard Lars was going to be on it. And, like, he did, he still gets big interviews. He did a special a while back with Bruce Springsteen that was really good. He did one with Billy Joel. I mean, a lot, like, if I had to pick a celebrity that I didn't know anything about or wanted to get to know better, it would be probably Stern. That I would put him on the show. Like, the first time I heard from Post Malone, the first time I heard from Lady Gaga, he humanizes people. And he's different than he was back
when. He's great at it.
Yeah.
When somebody said on the text line, when Howard goes, Sirius subscriptions go down the drain.
There's probably an element of that.
Maybe that's true. Or maybe he just goes to terrestrial radio just to piss him off.
Or again, he's...
just to kill him.
People always ask, like, what's you're going to do? You're 71. What he may do next is just sit on a half a billion dollars and...
Do you think he'd want to do middays on The Fan?
Howie, come on board. I honestly could see him eventually, like, never being heard from again.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. He's that type.
He's that type. Or maybe
he's made enough money.
Maybe do a Letterman thing. You know, do you ever watch the Letterman Netflix stuff?
I saw him
My
on
next
there.
Guest needs no introduction.
Yeah, I saw him on there.
It's a great thing. Stern could do that. Stern could do...
Well, I always thought Stern was going to get into the late night talk show game.
Yeah, but he could do like a Netflix thing where he does 10 a year and he does the biggest stars. Everyone would sit down with him and he could do that.
Now, they are saying on this, again, this is just one report, but it says that he will likely cut some sort of deal for Sirius to keep his catalog so they can keep playing his shows.
Yeah. So he gets to make more money and not work.
So not doing any more work, but just saying, here, you can have my old work that I already did for you.
But again, let's own the
what do you suppose that costs?
Let's own the stupid libs by Howard Stern. Go woke, go broke. Yeah, Stern's not going broke.
We've got some of that on the YouTube. It says, Rob is living in the past. Stern is out because he lost his leverage. Way more than half the audience stopped listening.
Okay.
I don't know his audience. I don't know.
But this is my... You think Howard Stern cares?
Well, I don't think he's... That's the point. The point is... They are saying, and this Sun article does bring up a source that says Stern's political leanings are not working in his favor. Yeah. This says, if Sirius isn't going to give Stern a good offer, I don't think it would have anything to do with his ratings. It's more likely everything to do with the political climate. That's from the source in this. So they're saying he still has good. I don't know.
So he's not in enough demand to do the job at that salary.
He just makes too much money, man. Yeah. It's just...
I think if I remember correctly, I think he said that if you're a MAGA guy, like, get bent, don't listen. I think he's kind of taking that stance.
Huh? He can.
Yeah. Again, when you have the leverage of not caring because you have $650 million and you don't need to work and you're 71, you can say whatever the hell you want. Like, it's laughable to think that somehow this is teaching Howard Stern a lesson or that he's effing around and finding out. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he doesn't care.
Well, he's yet to say anything, so maybe they cut a deal or something. I don't know. We'll see.
He's like, how about $70 million?
Take $50 million a year pay cut
and still make $70 million
at 71. I often wonder why, like, when people who make that kind of money, and I'm not talking about like investment rich, these billionaire hedge fund guys or whatever. Sure. I'm talking about just people who do make it. I mean, Howard makes an annual salary.
Yes.
Okay.
$90 million is his take, according to internet.
I just wonder why. I guess it just becomes so much money that you kind of have to keep, you can't ever just turn it down.
Yeah.
But I often wonder why, when you're 71 years old, you're still doing that. Like, dude, go sit. And he's even talked about how he wants to do that. Yep. Just go sit on your cash and live your life, man.
I think it's probably hard when
your sensibilities kick in and you're like, dude, that's $90 million. Well, and I only work half the year.
And he said, if you've ever listened to him, he said ever since he was a little kid, his dad was in radio, all he wanted to do was do radio. And so there probably is an obsession, love, hate, addiction to doing it. And it's like the Shawshank theory. After you've been in prison for so long and you get out of prison, where do you want to be? You want to be back in prison. Because it's what you know, it's structure. And he may not, I mean, he's been doing this since he was, what, like 19 years old in college, and he's 71 now. I think sometimes the idea of doing something else for someone like that is probably, it's really hard to commit. Oh, and then, by the way, here's $90 million a year.
The other thing, too, about him is he evolved a lot.
He's a completely different person.
Over time.
Yep.
Interesting fella. Okay, we got to go. All right, Buck tried to present some sort of... topic, paying to save a song or some crap.
Yeah.
Boy, there's a terrible tease.
Yeah, well, it's a terrible topic, I think.
You don't even, then why are you talking about it?
I don't know, because I want to clarify it.
Okay.
Falco, so Malcho?
Malcho.
Shane Falco, so Malcho.
we'll be right back on 105.1 The Fan. All right, so Buckley, let me see if I can remember it.
You got angry. You got, like, visibly angry at this.
Yeah, you hated this so much you had to bring it up today, even though you didn't like it yesterday.
I think I misunderstood it.
No, it's confusing, but the Mets were trying to make a comeback in the ninth inning, so me and Buckley got to kind of hash it out as I was being pissed at the Mets yesterday while you fled and you thought this was dumb, and yet we're talking about it.
Well, again, I think I misunderstood it, so I want to give it its fair shot.
Sure.
You were saying if you could pay to save one song, mm-hmm. how much would you pay and what song? In other words, you could never listen to this song ever again?
Unless you had paid for it.
So I did get it right.
Essentially, yeah. The premise is that music is no longer available to you at your fingertips via the radio, Spotify, whatever. If you want to listen to a song, you have to pay. You have to have paid for that song.
You will never hear Key Largo again unless you pay a certain amount. By Bertie Higgins. And what is the amount that you would pay to hear your favorite song, a.k.a. something by the Carpenters?
And what did you say?
I was confused. Buck was a little higher than I said arguably, as long as, because it was framed, we had to like hash this out. Because if that was one song, if I had to pay for one song, I wouldn't pay more than $20. For instance,
see, I'm with you because this is kind of why I didn't like it initially. I'm like, well, why would I pay for a song? Like, I don't care. If it goes away and I never hear it again.
Your life is musicless without anything that you pay for. That's the premise.
Oh, okay. See, now that's where I misunderstood.
Yeah, like the only music you'll ever be able to hear again is music that you have paid for.
Okay, I thought you were saying pay for this song and it won't go away. Like, you can listen to everything
else. Randomly hear it. You can't show up at a bar and hear it on the jukebox.
Yeah, so I'll say, for instance, like if I were to take my favorite band, Metallica, and you say, whatever, Master of Puppets is your favorite song. How much would you pay? And I was like, not that much, because while it would bum me to never hear Master of Puppets, I still have Metallica's entire catalog.
Exactly.
But if you're saying that I never listened to Metallica another song again.
You don't have any music unless you've paid for it.
Then I would say that number ends up going up exponentially.
So now we have to pay for everything we listen to?
Yes.
Is what you're saying?
So the question is, what would be the highest paid song in your catalog that you had to have?
Okay. I see now. Mm-hmm. See, that's a better question.
Yeah.
It's a little convoluted to
Shane
get.
Shane Falco, so Malcho.
Yeah, it's a little Malcho of us. We had to kind of sift through some stuff to get to the Falco.
That's right.
And break.
I was mildly confused as well.
All right, well, let me think about this. Because now I'm intrigued.
Yeah. And it's tough because
I can't live a musicless life.
No, but, you know, I also couldn't listen to the same 100 songs, I would go nuts.
How big would your catalog need to be?
Very big.
Very big. And so if you're paying $10 for like your song, but all of a sudden you're paying for 100 songs, dude, stuff's adding up real, real fast. I'm like, I'm about to become a reader. I mean, that's one of the beauty things about music is, I mean, music is free. I mean, you hear music everywhere. Some of it, like obviously concerts and CDs and stuff and streaming, you have to pay, but music's all around us. But if music just was gone, I was never going to hear another song unless I paid for it. That's kind of a scary proposition.
It'd be weird.
And I don't know how much you could really afford to pay.
All right. We'll get to that, okay? Next. But first, Buck with SportsCenter. So I think I have one song that I would pay the most for. It's really hard to say how much I would pay. So the question is, if your music that you could listen to, you had to pay for it. Moving forward, what song would you pay the most for?
Yeah, which song would you put the most value on?
To keep around.
Maybe like a wedding. Do you have a wedding song? Like
my favorite song.
Or your fave.
I just think it's the one that I would pay the most for. I don't know how much I would pay for it, but it's Into the Mystic by Van Morrison.
Yeah.
Because I melt.
It's a great tune.
At the horns in that song.
Yeah. Zach Brown does a really nice cover of that, by the way.
Does he?
Yeah.
Or do they? Are they?
Malcho.
Shane Falco, so Malcho.
That's gonna become the new Malcho.
So what would I pay for? I don't know. I feel like. So we're saying that we're going to be musicless unless we pay.
Yeah.
I would pay as little for as much as I could. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Try to beef up your catalog.
Yeah. Because I want the most songs that I could still listen to.
I'm with you. I would rather give up my 20 favorite. Let's say I got to pay $1,000 for the music for the rest of my life, right? I got to write a check and I can hear music. I would rather give up my 100 favorite songs. Or let's go the Rolling Stone 100 greatest songs of all time, right? So Imagine, Rolling Stone, Stairway to Heaven, Yesterday, right? All the, you know, those. I would rather give up the top 100 songs of all time and listen to everything else rather than have my 100 or even 200 favorite songs. I want variety, because even my most favorite tunes, I don't even know if I could pick a favorite song. But I'll go through stretches, like Ozzy Dies. So I'm listening to a ton of Black Sabbath and a ton of Ozzy, and I've listened to that over since I was a little kid. And then I went and saw the Michael Jackson musical. And so I'm listening to a lot of Michael Jackson. And then Metallica announces that they've got a channel now coming. And so I'll guarantee I'll go on a Metallica run for a little bit. And also the music I listen to when I work out is different than the music when I'm sitting at home. And then I got songs that remind me of my kids or... You know, all that. So I'm with Rob. I would just want the biggest collection possible. And I would pay a decent chunk of change to keep music around. That would be a significant, it would be thousands of dollars that I would pay over the course of my life if it meant I could keep listening to music. A life without music would suck.
So then, answered this way, which song that you listen to regularly would you least want taken away from you? Like, if you had to zero in on one that you're like, gosh, that's the one I can't live with, because obviously you don't want to just buy the one song and keep listening to that over and over again, but I think the exercise is primarily to find out which songs mean the most to you.
There is... There is a song that makes me think of my dad who passed away, and there's a song that makes me think of my wife that I passed away, and I'll keep those to myself. But when I go and visit them, I play those two songs on my way to visit them. And even now I got my little eyes. My little eyes. They choke me up. And it's weird because I don't listen to those that often, but it would bother me immensely.
My eyes are very important to me.
To not be able to hear those two songs, because those are uniquely tied to two people that I love dearly that I will never see again. So it'd be those two. And by the way, I think everyone should have that song.
Sure.
If you've lost a loved one, or even like, would have it before you lose them. Have a song that, you know, that makes you think of someone. And that's kind of the great part about music, is I think almost every person in my life has a song that means something to me that I associate with that person.
And music can take you back to a time and place when you were with that person special.
Like mine Rainbow Connection by Kermit?
You know what yours is. It might be the string.
Rop, 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 rop,
rop, rop, rop, rop, rop, rop, rop, rop, rop, rop, Isaac. That will forever be a song that when I hear Lady Gaga, I will think of you.
What's yours, Buckley? You big stud.
As far as like sentimental value, I mean, anytime I hear James Taylor something in The Way She Moves, it takes me right back to my wedding night, and so that's a really special one.
There you go.
But as far as just,
I mean, I don't care. It can touch me.
As far as overall satisfaction, anytime the first few chords of Dreams by Fleetwood Mac hit, it delivers something different. That would be very high on my list.
One that gets me that isn't one of the two, but it's like that. It'll get me is The Way You Look Tonight.
Yeah.
That's a great tune.
That's an all timer, and that makes me think of weddings.
Yeah.
That one will get me every time. And when you're at a wedding or if you're at a dance or whatever, me and the BTJ were at this. There's this might be the best meal experience I've ever had. There's this restaurant in PV in Puerto Vallarta, and I forget the name of it, but it sits up, it's on an old church. and it overlooks the entire city, and the bell tower is right out, and you're in the top floor, and it's open air like cathedral seating up on this church, and they have three violin players that sit there, and it's an Italian joint, and they play this beautiful violin music just while you sit and eat. And we happen to be right by the violin players. We got a table right by there. And you can tip them and you can ask for the, you know, you like request songs or whatever. And so I happened to be sitting right there. And I wanted to hear, it was a really romantic evening, and I wanted to hear The Way You Look Tonight. So I pulled out, you know, I pulled out a couple bucks and I was getting ready to throw it in there. And they just launched into that song. And we stood up and started dancing, and then, like, before you know it, like, the entire restaurant all stand up was dancing, and it was really cool. And it was just one of those songs that just, when you hear it, like, you just, everyone. Like, that's a universal love song that everyone can get behind.
Yeah.
And then they played Do Me, Baby.
You know what they ended with?
By Prince?
They ended with Devil Went Down to, their last song of the evening.
Oh.
Was so strange. And they didn't sing, by the way, they were just playing violin. And the last song of the night, because we got a table, we couldn't get a reservation till late. And so they were getting ready to kind of shut it down. They were doing last call, and the violin players were like, hey, this is our last one. And they've been playing all this sweet, romantic, big, sweepy music. They played and sung The Devil Went Down to Georgia. And the lady, there was two guys and a lady. Oh, my God. Dude, She kicked the devil's ass. She went and sawed on that thing like you wouldn't believe. It was really cool to have like this romantic meal, and then the devil went down to Georgia.
That'll bring the house down.
It did. It was really cool. If you're ever in PV,
in the pants,
look up like violin playing like Italian romantic restaurant, and you'll pop up and you'll see the view, and you'll be like, oh yeah, that's...
You can molest me all you want. That, you know, whatever.
It is true. After that, you can touch.
Whatever.
Yeah,
whatever. All right, we'll wrap it up next on 105.1 The Fan. And the last question, this comes from the text line. What's the song you would pay the most to ensure you will never have to hear
Mr.
again?
Mr. Brightside.
In your life.
Took me 1 second. I hate that damn song.
Can I eliminate an entire catalog, an entire band?
No, it doesn't work that way.
Sure. Well, if you're willing to pay for it.
I'll pay for all of the Red Hot Chili Peppers music to be wiped off the planet.
Go to hell.
Can we get a sample?
No, you can't.
Damn it.
I'm not a monkey.
Why not? I love your version of Under the Bridge.
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
That's a great song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Rob's got a real Chili Pepper...
I just don't like them.
I found the chili pepper in the candy dish. Doesn't like it. By the way, that restaurant I couldn't think of, someone knew it. La Capella in Puerto Vallarta. Go.
Ah, yes. La Capella, meaning Jesse's girl.
I believe that means Mal Chow in Spanish, if you didn't know.
Shane Falco, so Mal Chow.
Ah, yeah! Have you ever seen the SNL sketch? I think it's SNL. It might be Mad TV about Jesse's girl. It's
no,
I think it's SNL, and it's Rick Springfield writing and recording Jesse's Girl, and the drummer is Jesse. So he's like, we're about to lay down this track, and the drummer's girl is in there when he's recording.
So
the drummer's like, what the hell, Rick? And he's like, what are you talking about? Just play
Jesse's Girl.
Well, do you remember that?
And he's like, and he's staring at it's real. I think it's SNL. And it's really, really, it's great.
In that Yacht Rock documentary, they were doing a thing with Toto, and they were talking about the song Rosanna, and one of the guys was like, yeah, I mean, that was definitely a girl that somebody brought to a recording session, and everybody was kind of into, so yeah, we wrote a song about her.
Well, what was the other one? What's the, hey there, Delilah? Who sings that? The Plain White Tees?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, the lead singer was trying to stoop some girl that, like, lived a couple hours away at a different college, so he wrote that song to try to riz her up. He's like, hey,
did it work?
I think he said it didn't work originally, and then they became famous and she was flattered, but nothing ever really came of it. But he attempted that. I don't remember what. I think Kenny Chesney talked about that too, that he was down in the islands once. I think it was like maybe she's some Boston or something. Same thing, he was hitting on some hot bartender down there, and she was like, I don't even know who you are. And he's like, well, I'm a singer. And she's like, whatever, she probably hears that. And he went home and wrote the song and came back the next day like played it for. It was like, no, kind of a big deal. And she Googled them and was like, oh, crap. Yeah.
That's interesting that you had to, like, if you're Kenny Chesney and some you're hitting on somebody and they don't know who you are.
Yeah. Google me, bitch.
Is it that important to tell them you're that big of a deal? Because she's obviously not attracted to you.
Couldn't you just drop a bar or a lyric in that moment? Like, sing something right there on the spot?
If you're determined to you know, to get around the bases, like you do.
Yeah, but you're Kenny Chesney. You can get anyone you want. You find a woman who doesn't know who you are, doesn't care, and isn't attracted to you.
I told
and
you, dumb bitch.
You got to be like, bro, I wrote a song. Yeah. Check this. Like no, wait, you should want me. Like, I'm Kenny freaking Chesney.
I bet you that happened. Wait, you're telling me no?
You're telling
me. Watch this. That you write a song and she melts, and you're like, exactly. That was like Billy Joel on the Vacation. He got Elle McPherson, Christy Brinkley, and Whitney Houston. Why? Because he was sitting at a bar playing piano. Dude, there's one reason only any dude picks up an instrument, and it's that right there.
All right, everybody, have a great night. We love all of you. Well, not all of you, but some of you. Several of you. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
They're saying it's pronounced like the Replacements quarterback Shane Falco, so Malchol.